Welcome to Time with Abba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 17, Wednesday, 2020, day 169. Today's topic, follow God totally. Do not waver between two lots. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 135, verses 1 to 7, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1 to 46, Acts chapter 11, verse 1 to 30, Proverbs 17, verses 12 to 13. Today's main passage, 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 17 to 21. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is follow God totally. Do not waver between two lots. 3 years of no rain, a historical drought in Elijah's time, and the pandemic at present is an opportunity for people to get rid of idol worship back to worship God totally and not partly. Elijah warned the Israelites not to waver between two opinions. Whether to worship God or worship Baal, or to worship both. The Israelites thought that they were worshiping God, but they were worshiping an empty shell because God was not there with them anymore. And the consequence is Satan was in control, pouring down a pandemic on the Israelites. How about you? God with you is a past tense or a present tense? Are you worshiping and loving God totally, daily? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to understand that we cannot waver between two opinions, two lots. We have only one Lord and King, and that is you, our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you experience today's topic? Follow God totally. Do not waver between two lots. Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.